And continuing with our look at the war in Afghanistan, we're going to focus now on the prisons there, specifically the U.S.-run Bagram prison. Its reputation is daunting. Reports of abuse have been well documented. Just for example, two Afghan detainees died there in 2002 after being beaten by American soldiers and hung by their arms from the ceiling of isolation cells. Now, the U.S. military review calls for an overhaul of Bagram to separate extremist prisoners from the general population, to start training programs for life beyond bars. One major motivation? Concern that abuses and militancy inside its walls are helping strengthen the Taliban. So is this move good for detainees, or is it just good public relations? To help answer that question, we turn to Jonathan Hafetz. He's an attorney in the National Security Project at the ACLU, who's represented detainees from Iraq and Bagram and Guantanamo. And he joins us here in our studio. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
The Pentagon has commissioned this report to be released later today to review all of the detention issues in Afghanistan. Is this, in fact, good news for the detainees?
Well, it could be. Certainly the fact that the Defense Department is taking a hard look at detention operations could be a positive sign, but the devil will be in the details in terms of the recommendations it makes and the steps it takes to reform U.S. detention operations.
Start with this very simplest one, or one simplest for us to understand, the idea of separating out the extremists in the prison from the general population, for perhaps people arrested for different crimes, not terrorism, or less extreme forms of terrorism. And then training. Isn't this – this seems reasonably understandable.
I mean, these sound like positive steps, separating prisoners out and providing training to different prisoners. But what I've not seen mentioned, and one thing we're really going to be looking for, is any reforms in terms of the process that's afforded detainees to determine whether or not we're holding the right people. A district judge has ruled in a case this spring that the process that's used at Bagram is inadequate. It's worse even than the process that was used at Guantanamo, which the Supreme Court ruled was unconstitutional. So I don't think we really have any confidence that we're holding the right people at Bagram.
Jonathan Hafetz from the ACLU is talking about this prison situation at Bagram. What about Americans concerned about terrorism? What about Americans who are saying, oh, if you release all those prisoners, they may join the Taliban, they may join Al-Qaeda, whatever.
Well, I think it's important to understand, and we've seen this in Iraq, that arbitrary detention, sweeps of people, including people from their home, which constitutes a lot of the people at Bagram, does not help American security, but harms it. It breeds a lot of unhappiness and anger in the population if people are being taken away, locked up, often for many years without a fair hearing, and this undermines American security and stability. So a sound, rights-respecting detention process where people are given a fair hearing and not held for years without charge will help American troops do their job.
Jonathan, it's Farai here. What about the politics of this? Some people who voted for Barack Obama back when he was a senator and candidate thought that he would come in and completely change the detention policies. What are you seeing from the White House?
Well, we're seeing, unfortunately, a lot more continuity than change. For example, the United States has continued to defend not just holding people at Bagram, but capturing people from anywhere in the world, places as far as Thailand or the Middle East, and bringing them to Bagram and holding them without judicial review. We've also seen the administration appearing to endorse a system of indefinite, prolonged, potentially lifelong detention without charge, including for detainees at Guantanamo.
Jonathan Hafetz from the ACLU. This review is not only of Bagram, but it's of the entire prison system in Afghanistan. Is this realistic in a country where their sense of a judicial system is very different from ours? Can we make it happen? Can they make it happen?
I think it's important for both countries to be involved. The U.S. is obviously actively involved in Afghanistan, including in holding prisoners. But it's a good point. The Afghan system also it needs to be fair, and it's important that the United States build and help reconstruct a valid and legal system to function in Afghanistan.
How bad is Bagram? Is it Abu Ghraib all over again? Is it Guantanamo? How should we understand this?
Well, Bagram has largely been under the radar, so the fact there hasn't been a lot of attention paid to it in many ways helps us understand why conditions there have been so bad. Some of the worst abuses in the entire so-called war on terror have been carried out at Bagram, physical abuses that's led to the death and injury of many prisoners. So Bagram is a very bad place, and the fact that there's so much secrecy around it has only hurt and not helped bring reforms.
Remind us, 600 prisoners, is that correct, in Bagram?
Approximately 600 as far as we know. And we filed a Freedom of Information Act request to try to find out information about the prisoners, their treatment, and the opportunity they're being given to challenge their detention. And regrettably, the Defense Department has denied our request, saying it's not a sufficiently important public matter, which is going to force us to bring litigation to get the information to the American people and to the world about what's actually happening inside of Bagram.
And that report is expected, is it later today or tomorrow? Later today, right?
The government's report, but we're seeking, you know, a broad range of information about Bagram to provide to the American public.
But we will be looking at that report when it comes out to see what the specifics are. Jonathan Hayfitz, attorney with the ACLU's National Security Project, thanks very much for helping us.
And Lynn, coming up later in the show, the global growth of a new kind of illegal drug. What makes it so dangerous? We're talking about fake medications.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.